dream you've had come true, Vince?
Without a question. You know, obviously I grew up in the state of Wisconsin. You know, I dreamed about being a Wisconsin Badger first, and then obviously became a Badger. You know, and I dreamed of one day playing in the NFL. And if you look at old pictures of me growing up, I was wearing green and gold. I wore a cheesehead, and I was probably the most Wisconsin kid you could be. So to be able to say I went to Wisconsin football, high school football, college football, and now in the NFL, I mean, listen to me, this is every Wisconsin kid's dream, and I feel incredibly blessed.
Hey, Vince, that said, you know, we asked you the other day if you wanted to go to the Packers, and you obviously said you'd go wherever. Did you think, though, this was a possibility? Did you get a feeling at all at Pro Day or anywhere else that they liked you enough that you were going to end up on their team?
You know, I hope so. I had some contact with the Green Bay Packers. I talked with them a little bit in the process. You know, I obviously had them at the Senior Bowl. I talked with them at my Pro Day. So there's definitely a lot of contact with them. I understood that they needed an outside linebacker. And for me to be able to, you know, come in there and fulfill that role, I'm really excited.
Vince, Alonzo Highsmith was just talking to us, and he said he was struck by your professional way of going about things, even as a college athlete. Can you just talk about that a little bit? You seem to have an understanding of what you need to do to get to this level.
Yeah, I mean, that's one thing that I really feel like I try to be not just a professional on the field, but try to be a professional off the field. I try to, you know, help out my community, and I try to, you know, be the smartest football player I can be. You know, I try to, you know, break down film. I try to be the best guy that I can be, not just understanding outside linebacker position, but understanding, you know, what does the front seven doing? How does my, you know, drops and coverage fit into the, you know, back end side of things with the defense? So, you know, whether it's on or off the field, I try to conduct myself like a true professional. And I think also that stems from one of my position coaches in college, Tim Tibisar. He was a linebacker coach previously before he got to Wisconsin with the Chicago Bears. And, you know, he was with myself, Joe Schobert, T.J. Watt. And one thing he told, you know, especially me and Schobert, you know, the other year, was to act and conduct yourself like a professional. And he said he's going to treat us like professionals. I think that really gave me a great transition now into the NFL here.
Vince, was there anyone in the league that you kind of modeled your game after?
You know, it's funny you say that because this is a frequently asked question that I got along this process here, you know, the combine, Pro Day, you know, Senior Bowl. And I said that I try to conduct myself and I take parts of my games from every player. And one of them is Clay Matthews. I have a ton of respect for Clay. I have a ton of respect for what he does as a player, you know, his big play capabilities. I also have, you know, there's also other players around the league, but, you know, to be able now to go to the Packers, and I'm going to be humble, and learn from great players like Clay and the rest of the linebackers. I couldn't be more excited.
Can you contrast the feeling of waiting through Friday and not getting picked to getting picked here today?
Yeah, you know, I had a nice little draft party here at my house last night. I had a lot of my close family and friends here, and just patiently waiting, and obviously my name wasn't called last night. But, you know, one thing is that I'm a very religious guy, and I trust in the process. And I know that the Lord works in mysterious ways, and I knew that everything was going to work out for a reason. And, you know, what do you know? I wake up this morning early. The Packers have 3 minutes left on my clock. I was like, shoot, the Packers aren't taking me first pick. All of a sudden, my phone blows up. It says Green Bay, Wisconsin, and it's the Packers on the line. I'm like, I could not believe it. And, you know, you can't write up a story like that. I mean, it's crazy.
Vince, does this simplify the wedding planning?
You know what? It definitely does. I'm getting married in July 1st, but you know, right now for the time being, all the wedding stuff is planned out. My whole, you know, my effort, my energy is going into football right now. And you know, the wedding will come and go. But listen to me, I'm a football player. My wife Sarah, my soon-to-be wife Sarah, is she could not be more excited to stay here in Wisconsin as well. She's born and raised here in Wisconsin as well, so we're excited to, obviously have our next, you know, continue our journey here in Wisconsin.
Vince, obviously a lot of outpouring of support from your former Badger teammates. Have you had any conversations with T.J. Watt?
Yeah, I definitely did. You know, T.J. and I were definitely teammates in college, and, you know, he was on the other side of me, and What a great player. I couldn't be more excited. I sent TJ text and congratulated him with the Steelers. And you know what? I couldn't be more proud of him. And you know, everybody has their different journeys, but I'll definitely be watching, you know, not just TJ, but you know, Schobert with the Browns. And you know, me and TJ did definitely had some great conversations along the process. We saw each other down at the combine, wished each other luck, and just to represent the Wisconsin the best way we could. So I wish TJ the best of luck in his endeavors as well.
What kind of pass rusher do you think you can be in the NBA, in the NFL?
You know, I definitely, there's an area, always area for improvement, right? I think that I can continue to improve as a pass rusher, but I think being able to pass rush is one of my strengths in my game. And however they utilize me, I'll definitely go in there with a chip on my shoulder, learn from guys ahead of me like Clay, learn from veterans, guys who've been there. And I'm just really eager to learn. Don Capers is a guy who I have a tremendous amount of respect for. So I'm excited to get in there, whether it's outside, inside linebacker, wherever they need me at, pass rushing, coverage, I'm excited to go in there and show my versatility in this work.
Hey, Vince, what did you learn from that time? And you had to sit out a few games last year with a foot injury. I imagine that was a frustrating experience.
It was, yeah. Last season I had a foot injury that caused me to sit out 2 games, but you know, I was able to recover very, very quickly, 23 days after surgery, and was able to come back strong. And I'm excited just to be able to, you know, I learned a lot from that process. Obviously, injuries is something that's a reality of the game of football, but you know, it definitely made me really appreciate the game of football again, and I could not be more excited to continue my dream of playing the NFL with the Packers. And I won't be really traveling very much. I'm actually watching a draft here in Wisconsin Rapids, so it's about an hour and a half, 2 hour drive from here, and I can't wait to get started.
Being local, how closely were you able to kind of follow the defense here and what the team does the past few years? And does that give you maybe an advantage coming in that you have some institutional knowledge already?
You know, I definitely know the personnel. I know, you know, they're predominantly based 3-4 defense. I know a lot of their players. So, I mean, whether that's an advantage, I don't know. But I'm just excited just to get in there, get to work, get the playbook in my hands, start learning. So not just the defensive guys, but also from the offensive guys. You know, obviously, the Green Bay Packers have the best quarterback in the league, Aaron Rodgers. So, you know, I'm going to go in there, learn as much as I can, and try to help out the Green Bay Packers special teams, defense, in any way I can.
Coming back.
You know what? I actually just had a nice clean cut haircut for the draft. So, you know, if the mullet is starting to grow, it has to be right now. But we'll see. It. I don't know if it'll be this season, but the mullet, all in due time, will come back, I'm sure.
Is there more pressure that you put on yourself growing up a Packer fan, being a Badger, coming to Green Bay now?
Is it more pressure to be a Packer now? You know, I don't know if it's more pressure. I just look at it as a dream come true to be able to play for the Packers. You know, I put a lot of pressure on myself to do well. And, you know, I don't think it's pressure. I think it's a blessing to be able to, you know, again, I went to Wisconsin for my family and friends to watch me. And, you know, for me to be able to be an example in all my community and stay in Wisconsin and have my family, friends in the state of Wisconsin watch me, I mean, I could not be more excited. And, you know, pressure does come with that, but I'm excited for that opportunity.
You know, given what your dad did in the state, obviously your grandfather, and how synonymous your family is with Wisconsin football, what does that add to this moment, and what's it like to share that with them now?
You know, it definitely means a lot. There was a guy who was really crying pretty hard today, and that was my dad, who was here at the draft. And, you know, it means a lot for my dad. You know, we have a very strong family history of football here in Wisconsin with our Sebigo family. You know, obviously my dad, my uncle, my grandfather, my grandfather Ken is a high school Hall of Fame coach. My dad and my uncle both played high school football here and played college football at BYU. My brother and I both played college football at Wisconsin. So, you know, we feel very honored to be able to represent Wisconsin in any way we can. And, I mean, listen, I'm also trying to be an example for the kids in Wisconsin, and that's what I try to do in Wisconsin at the university. And now to be able to Green Bay Packer, I mean, it's a dream come true, really.
Vince, nearly
every guy that's been drafted has not had the chance to play at Lambeau Field, but you have and even leaped into the stands. What are you going to do for an encore? What does this place mean to you now?
That's the advantage I definitely think I have, being able to play at Lambeau. I mean, I don't know too many besides LSU and us. There's not really any college football players who have that experience. So definitely, I mean, listen, I not only did I play college football there, but I also went to NFL games there too. So I walked around the stands. I did the NFL tours when I was younger. So, I mean, really, this is comes full circle to be able to, you know, really look up to those players when I was growing up, to be able to, you know, hold them in such a light. I remember A.J. Hawk was a guy I looked up to a ton. I remember throwing jerseys over those the gates and having them sign things up. And now to be able to kind of live that dream, riding those bikes to practice is really, you know, something special.
Before today, obviously, what was your favorite memory of the Packers growing up?
You know, I was a big Brett Favre fan. I have a ton of respect for Brett. You know, and actually a good family friend of ours as well, Ty Detmer, played for the Green Bay Packers as well. So I remember when Ty was playing with the Packers and when he was playing with Detroit and they were playing at Lambeau, we would always go see Ty and stuff like that. You know, those are some of the memories that I remember seeing Ty after the game and talk with him and you know, just kind of live in the moment. And at the time when you're a kid, you know, the stadium, the atmosphere is really larger than life. So to be able to really to live that out, I mean, listen to me, I'm incredibly blessed.
You know, growing up on a farm and all that, how do you think that translates into you becoming the player that you did as far as your motor and work ethic and all that?
Yeah, you know, that's something that I definitely, the strength of my game is my motor and my, you know, being able to work hard. And honestly, when I was on the phone when they drafted me, that was one thing that they said to me, was that same type of motor, that same type of enthusiasm on film, I want you to bring that to Green Bay. And I'm going to bring that and then some there. You know, wherever I go in the draft, it doesn't matter. But I have a chip on my shoulder, and I want to be able to go in there, work hard, earn the respect of my teammates, you know, be quiet, learn the playbook, be accountable. You know, those are the things that make up a great teammate, and that's what I want to do.